Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930. The answer now to great radio stations all across the country we broadcast to, as well as around the world via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes to the over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That also goes out to our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang there, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and of course, the suicide jockeys hauling their gas and diesel like Tom is doing out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we put something else on there as a participation item. I'll tell you about it in a little bit. Now, don't forget, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Our handle is at Captain's America on all of those. And you can find us on Instagram, too. I posted something up there yesterday. And we also have our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and the website. Go over there, check it out. You might find some things over there of interest to you as well. Well, we have got the man, the myth, the California surfing legend, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with us. Bring it on, Kyle.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everyone.
The California surfing legend. How about that? Well, he does his best surfing in the swimming pool. All right, let's see here. There they go. They're going in. So thanks very much, guys. We appreciate everything you do, yelling and screaming on the front porch. But then again, it's a great night to do it down here. It's 82 degrees and clear skies.
Wow. Well, we've got 68 degrees here tonight.
That's 10 degrees warmer than Richard the Marine up there in Oregon.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I mentioned the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. If you go over there, folks, we just started a poll late yesterday evening for the Florida 13th Congressional District with the candidates that are running that are on there. Plus, you can enter another candidate if you think there's somebody else that you would rather vote for in that. But we've got the four candidates that are on the GOP ballot up there. We're curious to find out how people are feeling about that particular district, because I've seen conflicting polls going from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum when it comes to certain individuals. You know what I mean, Kyle?
That's right, yes. Oh, yeah.
And the last one that came out over the past few days was a Democratic poll that was done by a Democratic progressive left-leaning website, and I would never believe anything they put out if you gave it to me.
Right, yeah, and of course, it may not be too surprising who they thought it would be.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say a word. I'm not giving anything away, but you go check out my poll. My poll is legitimate. You can only vote for the people that are there. That's it. You can't get too creative. And I'm sure it'll give us a better idea of what's going on. We've already had 50 people pass through there since I put it up there. Now, four people are dead in a shooting at an Indiana mall, that was stopped by a Good Samaritan. Police are saying that a civilian with a gun engaged a shooter with a gun that had already killed three people, and he took the shooter out. So the cops are calling him a hero.
The police are calling him a hero, Captain. We understand he's 22 years old, lawfully carrying a firearm, and opened fire on the shooter, who was loaded to do a lot of damage and had a lot of rounds of ammunition with them.
That's right.
As they came into the food court, that's right, this person opened fire, and as in the words of the police, stopped the shooter almost immediately as he began to shoot. So this is a great story of a good guy with a gun stopping a bad guy with a gun, and again, someone who learned how to use their firearm, understands, and is trained and reacted and saved lives. This is a major, major thing.
Absolutely, positively, and to the people out there who are going, oh, this is terrible. This is yeah, well, again, a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun before he took out a bunch of people.
That's exactly right. And it's most unfortunate, Captain, we live in a society where you have people who are so destructive and want to go take life. We have to deal with the reality of that, and part of that is protecting people and protecting yourself.
Yep.
And the police, want to protect the people. So these things have to happen, you know, in order for people to be protected and live. And it's most unfortunate, but until we stop with the mental illness and all these kinds of things, we have to be able to stand up and protect ourselves.
That is correct. And I didn't get a chance to get to the third story here in the first segment. I'll do that when I come back. But the Uvalde report came out yesterday evening, and we're going to get into that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. And caller, hang on there. I'll be right to you there, caller, after we take this break. So I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And before we get to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics and our caller on the phone line, I want to remind everybody that you are listening to this segment being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, MyPillow has been offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products, plus some individual products, too. And even a couple of new items that he's introduced to the mix, Mike Lindell, that is. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow products. Because right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. They've also got another bed sheet that we'll be telling you about in the next series that we have. But the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the fancy pillows, are buy one, get one. The six-piece bath towel sets. And yep, those bath towels will wrap around a big guy or a big girl, Gary. Guarantee you that one, because it works for me. And Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, the ones that you take with you on the airplane and whatnot, the smaller pillows. Some of them are lettered up and stenciled up with beautiful scenery or American flags, that sort of thing, and you'll love it when you see them. And so much more. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can give them a call, speak to a live person at 800-641-5459. Either way, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So call him at 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, and happy shopping. You're going to love it when you get there and see all the specials they got going on. Promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And what have you and Mrs. Professor decided on?
Well, we're going to get the new towels, that's for sure, because the towels that we have are so great, and everybody wants them, so we have to keep washing.
Are you going to get a set of the beach towels?
Well, we just might.
Because they're brand new, and they're bigger than the average beach towel. These are really big towels. So, again, once again, they fit the big people.
Well, that's right. That's right. And perfect for the beach as well.
Yep. All right, let's go to the telephone line. We've got our friend Nelson on the line in Live Oak, and he's our roving reporter up there in northern Florida. So good morning, Nelson. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, there was an interesting story about this weekend, comparable to the hero action in Indiana, and that was in Missouri. In St. Charles, Missouri, there was someone who went to a grocery store with a knife and tried to intervene and take money from the clerk. But there was a Good Samaritan there with a gun. And the Good Samaritan shot and killed the wife, the knife welder. And I thought, that is so cool, especially in regards to the Indiana incident, and compare it to the New York City situation, in which the guy who was running his store in New York City was accosted by a bunch of bad people.
Well, he was attacked by the man and the woman.
And he was, and he defended himself.
Right.
And right now, as of right now, I understand he is sitting in jail.
Yep.
Although he may have been bailed out or whatever, I don't know. But I also wanted to talk about an incident in California, and they're talking about passing a law there. Kyle will know about this. The idea is that they want to profile. They want the person who is selling the gun or the ammunition to profile his customers as to whether they're good citizens or level-headed or whatever and that sort of thing. And there was a suggestion made, and I thought it was kind of cool. The suggestion is that there be a card prepared in which a buyer, a possible buyer, would sign saying that his intents were honorable and what he was doing was legal and it was not a pass-through and that sort of thing, and notarized.
Right.
And that would be required of anybody buying anything from that store. And I thought, that's rather cool, regardless of whether the law out there or the bill out there is passed. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. And Kyle, what do you think?
Well, no, thank you so much, Nelson. Yes, and another thing that's happening in California right now, too, is Governor Newsom is signing a bill that will allow gun makers to be sued, basically, when their guns are used in gun violence. And it's interesting because he said in a news release, he said, our kids, families, and communities deserve streets free from gun violence, and gun makers must be held accountable for their role in this crisis, unquote. Well, Captain, I can't imagine, you know, people that make products are sued all the time because the products fail or they don't do what they're supposed to do or they're defective in some way. But this doesn't seem to me like you'd be suing a gun manufacturer for a defect. You're suing a gun manufacturer because somebody used the gun in a crime. So that just doesn't seem to really track. But this is all part and parcel of trying to make it so onerous to even do business in California if you're a gun manufacturer that you just leave or this kind of thing. So this is another end run around trying to make sure nobody ever gets a gun.
Okay, well, let's go to Texas, because in Uvalde, Texas, yesterday, late afternoon, they had the disclosure of the initial investigation done by the committee that was appointed by Governor Abbott, a judge, a former state Supreme Court judge, a legislator who I believe was either the current or former Speaker of the House. I didn't quite understand that one. And a Democratic leader, also an elected official, were all there representing their committee. And they talked about multiple system failures as some 376 police officers stood by awaiting orders. Now, it should be noted, the ones that finally went in were the Border Patrol. They said, screw it, we're going in. There's been shots. We've heard people scream, kids screaming and all that. And if you ever hear the audio, it'll make you sick to your stomach because you can hear the shots and you can hear the kids screaming.
That's right. And another aspect of this report, Captain, is that nobody seems to have assumed command.
No.
Despite there being so many officers and these different...
Well, they had chiefs and deputy chiefs and captains and lieutenants all capable of doing whatever. They had people that were SWAT team qualified. Nobody activated any of the teams. The team that actually was there, the SWAT teams that said, that's it, we're going in, was the Border Patrol.
Right, exactly. And, of course... You have to be able to make decisions very quickly. Lives are at stake, obviously. We have a good idea, Captain, unfortunately, that some of these victims may have survived if they had been gotten to faster. We know that. But also, Captain, the message that's being sent to criminals is that there's going to be some kind of confusion. They may not come in and try to get you. You may have longer than you think. On it goes. We don't want to give that message at all. We want criminals to understand that the police, law enforcement, and the citizenry is going to do everything possible to stop them, and they're not going to wait around.
Well, I told you this before, and it's been a while since I've been in the fire service and responded as part of the emergency medical with the SWAT teams, but that's something we were trained in. All the paramedics and all the officers in the fire department where I came from were trained to do that. And the training was you run to the sound of the shots. And we, of course, brought up the rear, treating anyone that had been wounded or whatever. We weren't up front because we didn't carry guns. And that's the way it worked. And we didn't get activated all the time, but we were there to do whatever needed to be done if it needed to be done. And occasionally there would be things where we would get involved, but it never was pretty, I'll tell you that much, never.
I can imagine.
And there was nothing glorious about it either.
No, not at all. And, you know, Captain, there's so many law enforcement folks that listen to this program, and they understand that they have our full support.
That's
that,
right.
We want them to
yep.
do what they need to do.
Yep.
And that message, I think, needs to be there so that the police and law enforcement understand
mm-hmm.
that we have their back. But I think, Captain, there's this issue about being held liable,
right.
being sued, all that stuff,
right.
and that has to be addressed.
Right. And we support them in what they do because we support the police. And this is one of those programs that supports emergency first responders, regardless of what you do, because it's all about we, the people here, and it's all about taking care of those that take care of us. And the fact of the matter is that somebody blew it in Uvalde, even the regular police officer friends that I've got and sheriff's deputies and troopers and all that stuff around the countryside, they're telling me, we agree, somebody blew it. They should have gone in. They should have gone in. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. We're going to break. And, folks, when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch as I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus concerns continue with the virus's latest Omicron subvariant referred to as BA5. According to CDC data, as of earlier this month, the highly transmissible subvariant is considered responsible for more than half of the nation's new COVID cases. White House COVID Response Coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha tells ABC's This Week what's being learned about the latest strain.
We're still seeing protection against infection. I mean, obviously, protection against serious illness is still preserved, and that's the good news. But we're still seeing some protection against infection, but not as much. This is that immune evasive nature of this virus.
An investigation is underway after three people were killed in a shooting at an Indianapolis area mall. The suspected gunman is dead, shot by an armed citizen at the mall. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away when I remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Pete and Seth Talbot and their Relief Factor, a product that I take. I had a lot of people on Saturday at the gun show over in Plant City asking me about Relief Factor, and yes, it works, and yes, I take it, and yes, I've been taking it for more than 8 years, and the reason I take it is because of the problem that I have with the pain and the swelling and the discomfort and the inflammation in predominantly my left leg, ankle and leg and knee, and then it sometimes goes over into my right. By the way, of all things that have happened on Saturday, my right foot was swelling up, just my foot. So, again, while I was at the gun show, I took a packet of Relief Factor. Guess what? Within 20 minutes, it was gone. G-O-N-E, gone. And I'm dead serious when I say that. So you want to talk about somebody who's been taking it for 8 years and takes it because it works? It flat out works, folks. Now, to find out more about it, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com. .com/captain. And for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start to see what it will do for you. By the end of the third week, if it's not working for you, all you got to do is say, okay, I tried it, it didn't work. I don't know anybody that said that in a long time. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. Give it a try. After all, Kyle, what did we tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one, brother. Amen to
that
one.
That's right.
All right. Yep. Now, go ahead.
No, I'm saying absolutely.
All right. Now, Jared Bernstein, who happens to be one of Joe Biden's top economic advisors, appeared on a couple of Sunday talk shows, namely CNN's State of the Union with host Dana Bash and Fox News Sunday. And I believe Shannon Bream was the host of that Sunday. He was trying to keep the spin going on the administration's poor management of both domestic and foreign policy for the American people. Now, the advisor said that it wasn't the Biden administration's fault. No, it's never their fault for the poor economic conditions now going on. I think we have a short clip, don't we, Kyle?
We do. We have Jared Bernstein talking about how evidently, Captain, I guess there's a lot of people out there with like big savings accounts that they're tapping into
sure.
to help them with inflation. So we'll hear that part right now.
Go for it.
Have very high levels of savings on aggregate. I want to be clear. There are lots of folks who are struggling with this high level of inflation. But, you know, as a macroeconomist, when you look at the stock of savings in the economy, it's up there in the trillions. And you said it exactly correctly, Shannon. Folks are tapping those savings to continue to keep consumer spending strong. Now, I am here to tell you that would not be the case were it not for the American Rescue Plan getting shots in arms and checks in pockets.
Can you imagine that, Captain?
Okay.
Yeah, just
okay.
Keep
let
tapping
me,
into your savings. Yeah.
Let me just back up for a second. I know a lot of people that tapped into their 401ks to the max. They can't touch another dime. Because guess what? They didn't have any savings. Their savings was a 401k. They were putting everything in there for their retirement. So now they've lost the available money that they could have taken for their retirement when they decided to retire. That's number one. Number two, how many people do you know that have got a vast amount of savings in the bank that they can just tap anytime they want? I probably know maybe of a handful on my right hand, and that's it.
Well, right. And the fact is, Captain, if you're having to tap into your savings just to keep up with consumer spending,
yep.
you're not doing that to try to bolster consumer spending overall. You're trying to just pay bills or buy food. I mean, this is crazy time. And then, of course, you realize, Captain, that all that was a prelude for him to say, well, if it wasn't for the American Rescue Plan getting shots in arms and checks in people's mailboxes or something, you know, now we're just out there, you know, kind of just shilling for the administration again, trying to make you think, oh, they're your savior. They're just really helping
well,
you. When in reality, they're creating this problem.
That guy is a moron because he has no idea what it's like in the real world. People have already tapped themselves out, the majority of the people, and the checks they gave and all that. Well, the relief plan and all that stuff I keep hearing, that was spent before it even showed up.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, for a time, people had forbearance on their loans or they had a rent freeze or something like that. And they didn't, and they may have gotten a check, but now they're overextended. Maybe they bought a car. We're seeing upticks in car repossessions.
Yep.
We'll see foreclosures.
We most certainly are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is not going to be pretty. This is not going to end well. And they're out there trying to rah, rah, rah about, hey, it's the great Joe Biden administration.
Yeah.
They're not on this planet.
All right. I think I know who's on the phone here, but let me go over there and make sure. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Trouble himself. What's up?
That's right, everybody. Everybody get the private messages ready. I'm going to take a little different stance here on this Uvalde police inaction, in my opinion, going on. There's been several Supreme Court cases that have set precedents that the police are not constitutionally obligated to act to protect someone or something from harm. They're there as law enforcement. They're not there. And this came out during the Parkland shooting also. Everybody was given, we're dealing with kids. Hey, set the breach. We're going in. You know, that's my opinion. I mean, you go towards the hostile action.
Eric, stop for a minute. Just listen for a minute and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Number one, the police duty, their whole mission is to protect and serve. Number one, as a firefighter, I run into the fire. I don't run away from it.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
And number three, as a police officer, you run towards the gunfire.
That's what you
don't run away from it.
Yep. That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
The ethical thing to do, the honorable thing to do. But unfortunately, what I feel is going on is there's been some, I'm going to say takeovers of these police departments, if you will, and these precincts or whatever, by political motivated individuals and hierarchy that runs it as a political institution instead of a law enforcement institution. There are plenty of
that's
laws
probably
on the
true.
Books.
That's
there's
probably
plenty
true.
Of laws on the yep. books, and we just strictly enforce them. 99.9% of the issues will go away. Unfortunately, they're using the death. This is my opinion now. Using the death of innocent children to force feed everyone in this anti Second Amendment. These anti gunners that are going on.
Yep.
And I'm not standing here saying I'm going to take up arms, bear arms against anyone or anything like that. But what is going on is become a political football. And in my opinion, that whole department down there, based on after action reports and debriefing, heads should be rolling down there and not just, how should I say, you pass the buck to the legislature. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, sir.
All right.
Fine. Everybody have
Thank you, Eric. Good call. Yes, thank you. Okay. Eric makes some sense there. But again, as I said, the firefighter's job is to run towards the fire, into the flames. That's what we do. And the police officer's job is to run towards the gunfire. That's what they do, to protect and serve. Both of us have the same model, protect and serve. That's what we do.
Exactly right. And we support them 100%.
You bet. And I'll tell you what, unless you've been in a burning building trying to get somebody out with a woman outside screaming, my baby, you have no idea.
I can't even
so,
imagine.
So stop trying to criticize the police and the firefighter for doing their jobs when they're putting their life on the line to do what they need to do. That's a bunch of nonsense. And I will stand behind the police and the fire department and the EMTs and the paramedics every opportunity I get based on what I know that they have to do when it comes to saving lives. Well, you know, we're fixing to go to break and we're fixing to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. But before we get there, Kyle, please name me one thing that Joe Biden accomplished on his trip to the Middle East.
Well, the one thing I would name, Captain, is that he looked bad in the sense of how he came off in terms of going hat in hand to Saudi Arabia. I guess that's what he did.
Okay.
It was an accomplishment.
The three major topics on the agenda of President Biden, and it was previously announced, were security, energy, and technology. He may have accomplished a little bit with the Israelis, but they're very apprehensive about him in general because of past performance. But he accomplished nothing, nada, zip, zero with the Saudis. As a matter of fact, slap in the face, when he got back, did you see what happened to the price of oil?
It went up. Yeah.
$2 a barrel, jumped $2 a barrel when he got off the plane at Andrews Air Force Base.
Wow. I mean, that's really something.
Yeah, now that's not a lot of money, but to me that's a clear definitive message that, hey man, we ain't buying what you're selling.
So are you telling me that Vladimir Putin raised the price of oil all in the global market by $2 just because Joe Biden came back?
You remember, it's a Putin tax.
That's right.
Remember, Putin raised his tax, remember? All right, well, this is so ridiculous to me. Good God. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back right after that break with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yep, we got some weather to talk about. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, it sure is, and we are rocking with Steppenwolf. Kyle, that takes you back.
It does. That's a great one.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, buddy. And I'll tell you what, I can remember not only dancing to that, but playing to it back in the days when I had my old band. Okay, let me read this and give it to you, Dangerous Heat. And likely across the plains over the next few days with possible record high temperatures from the north central plains into Texas. There'll be some severe thunderstorms expected across the northern tier of the U.S. over the next couple of days, too, with perhaps some strong to severe storms in the middle Atlantic, and we could see some tornadoes. Now, locally heavy rain and flash flooding will be possible in the east in the Four Corners region. Take it away, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. We're going to talk about wind and rain here in this segment, and definitely we do have some high wind warnings for our friends up in Montana tonight. This is going to include Great Falls, Shelby, Harve, and Browning, also Helena down through Butte, over to Bozeman, our friends in Missoula tonight with a wind advisory that's going to stretch down south of Hamilton. You're still going to have very hot and dry weather, by the way, into Idaho as well, especially around Idaho Falls and Pocatello and Twin Falls. We got a high wind advisory up on I-94 as you head out from Billings through Miles City and head your way towards North Dakota. Now, the rain in that area, we still have some rain this on I-90. This is going to be right around the Coeur d'Alene area, a little bit east of that, west of that and east of that, sort of bookending Coeur d'Alene right now. But it's going to be, if you head down through Wallace, looks like you might be running into some of that. And all the way north to the Canadian border through Libby and Eureka there in Montana. So be aware of that. You've also got some rain over near Miles City on I-94 right now as you head towards North Dakota. And up near Glasgow, maybe in Sydney, U.S. Highway 2 up there, you might have some of that rain coming through as well. Now, also, Captain, we do have some rain to tell you about that's happening in southern Colorado. Right now, this is going to be in the Durango area. It's going to stretch a little bit into northern New Mexico. But right now, where the rain and the monsoonal moisture is going to be down in Arizona. This is going to be in the Wickenburg area, Black Canyon City, Prescott. About 24 hours ago, it was thunderstorming in Parker, Arizona. It's moved over to the east now. You've also got some very hot weather in that area. That's going to be in the hundreds. Not the hundreds, but north of 100 degrees. If it was 100, we might have a huge new problem to deal with. But I will tell you as well that we also have some heat advisories in central California through Bakersfield, Fresno, and Merced along Highway 99 and Interstate 5 as well. So be careful out there.
Okay, South Dakota is going to be a problem tonight because of two things. First of all, today and tonight and tomorrow, we're going to have not only warm temperatures, but across the middle part of South Dakota, there's been some flooding up in the northeastern part of South Dakota with a lot of the rain that's come through there the past day or so over the weekend, at least. And there may be some more severe thunderstorms brewing up in that area. Now, moving on down to Nebraska, the northwestern corner of Nebraska has got some undeveloped possible situations with severe thunderstorms as well moving across. You've got some pretty warm temperatures halfway across Nebraska tonight. Down there in Kansas, down around Kansas City, you've got an area of stagnant air just kind of sitting there over the city. And remember what that looks like at night when you're driving into it and you've got a little bit of low visibility is it's kind of like looking at silver clouds in your face. It's not like a fog. Now, moving down into Oklahoma, central part of Oklahoma, we've got a severe thunderstorm watch. We've had some rain and some flooding there over the weekend as well. Southeastern corner of Oklahoma over into the bottom half of Arkansas, that would be just south of I-40 and all the way down I-30 back to Texas. You've got some really warm temperatures. That also includes up into the northwestern and halfway across I-20 in Louisiana, and then down into the Dallas Metroplex where you've got a severe thunderstorm watch, and there could be some major thunderstorms developing into something else, possibly, maybe, kind of, sort of, you know how that works, from Midland, Texas, all the way up to Dallas-Fort Worth, and then further up I-35 all the way towards Oklahoma City. Now, you do have some warm temperatures all the way down to the border, all the way down to Laredo, and through San Antonio, so be advised of that. Coming back up to Minnesota, you got some record heat. Going to be up there from Duluth to the north and northwest of there. Could be some rain in that. There is rain right now going on up in the northern peninsula of Michigan to the east of Duluth and up into the lake and up across the northern part of Michigan right now. Unsettled weather in the central northernmost part of Wisconsin, west of Green Bay. You've got some fog up there where our folks are listening to us in Michigan, over there in the lee shore of Michigan on AM 660, so be careful driving in the fog. Got some rain southwest corner of Pennsylvania over to the bottom part of Ohio to go all the way down to Cincinnati, western part of West Virginia tonight, rain through there. We've had some flooding because of the rain came through today in Indiana around Indianapolis, and some flooding along the river down there. Again, Indiana, south towards Kentucky, just north of Louisville, there's some areas down there in the low areas where there has been some rain and some flooding. Now, we have some rough weather offshore and causing some heavy waves along the Cape Cod area. So Lynn's getting bounced around up there a little bit. And then, of course, Cape Hatteras, again, wind over there. Now, there's a possibility we could have some severe weather coming across the Mid-South today. We'll see. All the situation is in hand to do just that, so we'll see what happens. Now, Kyle, the pilot in Flying J has the Drivers Club, and we encourage all the drivers out there to join that, don't we?
We do, Captain. And, you know, the question that we get is it easy to join? And the answer is it is easy as 1, 2, 3, everybody.
You betcha.
That's right. All you got to do is download or upgrade the My Rewards Plus app. Now, you can find that at the App Store or get it on Google Play. They've also got links right there at pilotflyingj.com. So you download the app. You add your existing My Rewards card or you select new card, and then you're off and running. After you sign up, you'll enjoy more points, savings, and convenience. You want to download it and join up today. Also, don't forget, you can start earning all those points. You can earn up to 4 points per gallon, pro drivers can. And if you're an RVer, be sure to check out all the great RV amenities that you'll find at select Pilot and Flying J travel centers, which include RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And I can tell you folks that on my way over to Plant City on Saturday morning, right after I finished the radio show, I stopped by the Flying J that was over there, about 5 or 7 miles east of the city line here in Tampa, just east of I-75. Stopped by, got myself a cup of coffee to go, and grabbed myself a breakfast burrito because they make some really good ones, fresh right there. And away I went, and I said, howdy, howdy, everybody. And they said, hey, Captain, have a good day. And I saw a couple of drivers that decided to come over and check out the gun show. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch right after the news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-9-
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.